U.S. cotton farmers and textile manufacturers are still waiting on key support from the Department of Agriculture. The support was approved by Congress late last year. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
As far as ongoing relief from the impacts of COVID, the legislation that Congress approved late last year that did include some key support for the industry, those payments have not been delivered yet by USDA, and we are continuing our efforts to urge the department to move as quickly as possible, one, to issue the $20 per acre CFAP 3 payment that will be paid on planted acres during 2020, and then also for our U.S. textile industry, the support that was approved and they're eligible for, and we're working with USDA to try to ensure that they are going to be able to implement that as quickly and as seamlessly as possible and get that support out to our U.S. textile mills in a timely way.
And Langley closes with an important reminder for cotton producers who suffered crop quality losses due to qualifying 2018 and 2019 natural disasters.
Also, as a reminder for producers that suffered crop quality losses in either 2018 and or 2019, the sign-up for the Quality Loss Assistance Program has been extended, and the new deadline now is April the 9th. So we encourage any producers that think they may be eligible for that to go ahead and get in contact with their local FSA office and get that paperwork started to make sure they meet that deadline of April the 9th.